I was born in the highlands of New Guinea, the first surviving child of my family. My parents were working on the mission field, and they never learnt conclusively the medical reason for losing their firstborn child. Predominantly, I think that was due to the remoteness of the location. I suppose my mum carried some anxiety from this, and as a result, it had an effect on my upbringing. My parents were conscientious to bring us up as Christians. I excelled in education and was always near the top of the class through school and uni in science subjects and more average in the humanities such as English. I have a curious mind, and this has also contributed to my drive to learn how things work. You might find this surprising, but there are some downsides to being at the top of the class. You get labels and alienation from other students about being smart, and one never quite fits in with a crowd. What I think impacted me more, though, was the expectation that teachers had of me always doing well. There is the example of a German test where I got zero. I look back and realise that I hadn't grasped the finer points of the different German verb forms, but regardless, from this point on, I'd lost the respect of that German teacher, or she'd lost respect of me. There are other examples where I feel I was treated differently because of the expectation that I would do well. Why do I mention these things? There are a few examples of struggles, not huge, but still things that have shaped me. One could say that I have had it made, but there are issues from things I've already mentioned which I still struggle with and will continue to struggle with. But as it's stated in Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. What more could one wish for? By the time I was 5, I'd lived in 3 different countries, which has led me to ask the question, where do I call home? Is it where we were born, where we grew up, where we currently live, or some place in the past which has special meaning? For me, I have memories of places where I have lived, but when you look back on them, they're not the same years afterwards. And none of them I can really call home, although if I was a rugby league supporter, I suppose I would have to support Queensland. Like the Israelites in the wilderness who had no home, they needed to rely on God and his presence. For as long as I can remember, I've had a curiosity about understanding purpose in life and why are we here. The more I learn about the world, the more I realise there is far more to learn about the world, and I believe no human will ever fully understand God's creation. During my growing up years, I came to the conclusion that the biblical way was the only answer. It explains that we live in a world that has been affected by sin, that our struggles are preparing us for our heavenly home, and that through those struggles we develop and grow. Without God, the world doesn't make sense if it's the only thing we live for, if we only live for a time and then die. After most of my contemporaries were married with children, it appeared that I was going to remain single. But continue to seek God's will in my life. Now, as a husband and parent, I have a responsibility to pass on this message to the next generation. Electronic media has a special place for me, and I continue to be amazed by the impact the Word has through media internationally, a medium that is not obvious as to the extent of its penetration, regardless of worldly circumstances. Stories of people finding Christian programming and being converted by it in places that we would think very unlikely. I'm reminded of an experience I had in Moscow about 15 years ago. It was a spring Sunday evening, temperatures freezing, there's snow on the ground. Quite dreary feeling, and only a few years since the walls of the Soviet Union crumbled. I saw 2 Russian women, I estimate in their late 70s, determined to make their way to a nearby church. The only problem is they could hardly walk. In Australia, they would have been in wheelchairs. What I distinctly remember is the determination in their faces to make it to the nearby church. I really don't know how far they had already walked, They'd recently regained their freedom to openly gather in a church, and you could tell that they wanted to be there. This reminds me of a few verses from James. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. In summary, I'd like to say that no matter what your struggles are, as a believer, I encourage you to persevere as we await a prize that is far greater than anything this world can offer.